97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away.
Live in Eureka, Missouri this morning. It's a beautiful morning out here. So happy we could be here on a couple of different fronts, right? I mean, obviously, we've got our Focus Marine folks we're helping out. Remember what happened on 9/11, and we were just talking to Mark Reardon about that, and listening to some of the those initial 911 calls from the towers when the planes hit this morning. And Sue Thomas and I were working together at Channel 4 that morning on a newscast when that whole thing went down. And just there's no way to talk about this day without immediately going back to where you were at that moment. We got Chuck Mayer with us this morning, obviously very active down here helping out with the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund and the Chamber and all that great stuff in Eureka. And Mike Wurgis, Captain with the Police Department, appreciate you guys being here.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Just let me ask, since we're talking about that, as a first responder, the significance of 9/11 for you.
Well, it's incredibly significant. I think we look at today and not just today, but the sacrifice that a lot of the first responders and our military people make every single day. And I think this is a great day just to take time to think about those things and think about what happened. And I think we as a country kind of forget things awful quick. And I certainly don't when it comes to 9/11.
Well, what I'll never let them forget is the fact that you guys are the one running toward the gunfire while the rest of us are running away or running into the building that's about to collapse. I mean, that's the thing that hits home for me. And Chuck, thanks to you, my friend. I mean, whenever I talk to Bo Matthews about the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, your name always comes up because you're always helping these guys out.
Well, I appreciate that, Bo. I couldn't do a lot of it without Bo's help. But, I mean, we're here to support the police. It's hard to believe, but it's been 10 years since we started a fund. We started it to kind of say we've got your back, and then it's turned into a good thing where we've been able to donate money. The new police station's going in. We're able to donate the equipment for the gym. There's a new shooting system's going in. It's about supporting the police. We have money for if there's a police officer injured, but we also have – we've been able to raise money to help with wellness and preparedness so they don't get hurt.
Yeah. The new gymnasium they're putting in down there for you, is that right?
Yeah, it's immensely important. Officer wellness is part of our retention, right? So retention is more important than actually hiring. So once we train an officer, we want to retain them. We want to keep them healthy and well. And I think as a police commander, we have an obligation to return them healthy and well to their families after 20, 25 years of service.
You hear how many police departments across the country, but specifically in the St. Louis area, that are struggling right now.
Right.
You know, I think about the St. Louis Police Department that's, 300-plus officers short. And
right.
Like you said, retention is so key right now, and you're competing against all these other departments.
It is. It's very incredibly important. I think, and as you see Eureka, I like to look at it as a model. Obviously, I'm a little biased. I grew up here and worked here for 27 years. But I think it's a great role model of what communities can do. It's not about any individual. It's about business. It's coming together. It's capitalism. It's we understand as a local government that we're just here to represent our people.
Right.
And I think we at Eureka work really hard at that from as a team perspective, from our city hall to the police to the fire department. And I think it shows.
Well, Captain and Chuck, thanks for all that you do.
Thank you. I would like to make one announcement, though, if we could. We do have somebody running for the police chief here shortly.
Yes, we do.
Captain Wurgis.
Oh, that would be me. We talk about running into the gunfire, running the other way. I would rather do all those things than run for a political position.
Well, but congratulations on that. We appreciate you both. We're going to be back live in Eureka in just a couple minutes.
Get more at 971talk.com.